Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Festival of Lights. Until January 7th. Enjoy the outdoors and take in the holiday light scenes throughout the Science North grounds. The massive displays were originally created by two families in Garson some decades ago. The display now encompasses over 250 separate elements containing approximately 3.25 kilometers of lighting with nearly 55,000 LED lights. Admission and parking is free, but a voluntary donation to the Sudbury Charities Foundation is appreciated. GNO presents Le Nouveau Louvre until January 9th. For its 28th edition, the GNO is back with its long-awaited annual event, Le Nouveau Louvre, a holiday art sale. For the occasion, the gallery walls will be plastered with works by your favorite local and regional artists. Shop in person at the GNO, or online on the gallery's website, to find that rare gem. All works are sold for $200. Profits are shared between the artist and the GNO. First come, first served. Runs until January 9th. Read more online here. German language classes. Classes resume January 13th. The Sudbury German Language School is resuming in-person classes next month, with their 14-week winter semester beginning January 13th. They offer both beginner and intermediate language classes in a relaxed conversational atmosphere. The cost for the semester, including all course materials, is $125, and classes take place Saturdays from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Adult Education Center at Sudbury Secondary School, Davidson Street entrance. Registration for the winter term classes is now open, with more information available on the organization's Facebook page by clicking here. The Sudbury German Language School can also be contacted by phone at 705-525-5979 and email at sudburygermanlanguageschool@gmail.com. Yes, Theater Board members needed. Jan. 15 application deadline. Following the amalgamation of Yes Theatre and Sudbury Theatre Center, the organization is looking for people to serve on its board. The organization is looking for passionate, community-driven individuals with a diverse range of identities, abilities, backgrounds and expertise, said a press release. For more information and to apply, email a CV and letter of interest to Alessandro Costantini, Artistic and Managing Director at a.costantini@yestheatre.com. The deadline to apply is January 15th. Steph Paquette presents Squirrel Noir. Jan. 16. Not all great talents are great stars. Discovering them, despite their relative obscurity, is a keenly felt pleasure. We gain an appreciation for our environment, capable of offering such beautiful presences. We share the thrill of a brand new performance. We experience a moment of beautiful guidance that wants to do good, just by forging a link. It's in this spirit that La Slague invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. On January 16, Sudburyan Steph Paquette, who has more than 25 years' experience in the arts, presents Squirrel Noir, a person of boundless energy who brings his passions to a crescendo. This intensity that also comes with a very absent-minded attitude. He forgets the keys in the lock of his imagination to offer an easily accessible universe. The show runs at 5:30 p.m. at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Dinner Theatre. The Miss Magnolia Senior Citizen Beauty Pageant. Jan. 18-20. The Four Old Broads are back, with some wacky new friends, in an all-new comedy. Against her better judgment, Lurleen Dupree is throwing the 7th annual Miss Magnolia Senior Citizen Beauty Pageant. Martha Parsale is certain that it is finally her year to win. But Beatrice, Imogene and Edie have other plans. Throw in a tambourine playing squirrel, dueling Elvises, and an unfortunate spray tanning incident, and you're in for a knee-slapping, side-splitting night of live theater. Check out this Sudbury Performance Group Dinner Theater production January 18-20 at Thornlow University. Purchase tickets online here. SSO Chamber Music Series presents Song of the Oboe. Jan. 20. The Sudbury Symphony String Quartet will be joined by virtuoso oboist Joseph Salvelaggio to explore the instrument's range and beauty. Centered around Mozart's Elegant Oboe Quartet, the only chamber music he wrote for the oboe, SSO will feature Mozartich's hauntingly beautiful Calla Lilies, and Searching for Sophia, a piece written by Elizabeth Rahm, who is a friend of the symphony and has joined the SSO oboe section on a number of occasions. The show runs at 7:30 p.m. January 20 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Church of the Epiphany Book Sale. Jan. 26-28. The Church of the Epiphany's annual gigantic book sale takes place January 26-28. The event runs Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The church is located in downtown Sudbury at 85 Larch Street, phone 705-675-2279. Comedy show. Jan. 27. Top Glove Boxing is putting on a comedy night fundraiser January 27. The event features John Laster, a comedian and actor. The event takes place at 147 Lauren Street starting at 7 p.m. Tickets cost $45, and include wine and finger foods. Phone 705-805-2699. GNO presents Connor Lafortune. Until January 27. In a work dedicated to his grandparents, family and elders, Connor reimagines a world where the true stories of colonization can be told. He seeks to unpack language, teachings and history while using both oral storytelling and traditional regalia. After six generations without fluent language speakers in his family, Connor seeks to understand the impacts of loss by speaking directly to his ancestors. Poor Tout C.E.K. Tuin Osa's Pa Dyer. To all the words you never learned, dares to ask, how have our words changed us? He explores the ways in which colonization prevented the use of traditional language and dictated the use of the English language. He shares the traditional words they never learned and the ways they were forbidden to resist. The series of exhibitions presented in collaboration with Galerie du Nouvel Ontario can be viewed at Place des Arts until January 27, 2024. Art Gallery of Sudbury Offsite Exhibits Winter 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, there are a couple of off-site exhibits you can take in this winter. An exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist's statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refuse to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. Another AGS exhibit by Francine Robillard opens at Sudbury Theatre Centre January 15 and runs through until March 14. I am inspired by walks in nature, insects, wildlife, flowers, and especially the moon, which is found in most of my pieces, said her artist statement. I like to work with dried flowers and vintage black and white photography. Art history has always fascinated me and I enjoy exploring new and older style artists' techniques. I am a mixed-media artist. I work with alcohol inks, oil, acrylics, found objects, foliage and yes even insects. I returned to collage work during the lockdowns, posting art pieces from the Absurdist Collage Club prompts on Instagram and have sold some of these pieces. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.